This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back at it here on Well Daily, Jim Rodriguez and Mark James filling in for the Joes, Joe O, Joe G, and Aaron, taking a well-deserved day off on this 4th of July. Happy you're along with us, making it fun for you before you get out there, while you're getting out there, you know, the ribs, the hot dogs, the burgers, what else, the baked beans, the green beans, the mac and cheese. Oh, my God. I'm so hungry right here.
Don't forget potato salad.
Potato salad. That's the thing. That's the thing.
And the all-American, and this is another thing that they just can't get right in the Northeast. And they only down south below the Mason-Dixon line, sweet tea. It is any barbecue joint that can't get sweet tea right, I don't even want to taste their food.
If you can't
get sweet tea right, that's obviously a non-starter and a deal breaker for me.
And I know, you know, it's an American holiday, but boy, you know, injecting a little sabor, a little yellow rice in there. Oh.
Hey, listen, what part of South Florida you live in?
I actually live closer to Key Largo than I do to South Beach by about 10, 15 minutes. So I live in South Miami.
Okay.
Southern Miami.
Okay.
Technically my neighborhood is the mean streets of Kendall, according to A-Rod.
Oh, okay. I used to live across the street from Dalen Mall, so I know Kendall very well. I lived in Pinecrest.
And by the way, anybody that's from this area, when A-Rod said, "Oh, I lived in a tough neighborhood," that's Kendall. Please.
Yeah. No, it's not exactly Liberty City.
Please.
No.
Yeah. They roll up the sidewalk at 9 o'clock in the mean streets of Kendall. So.
No. But there's which I can't wait to get back down when I get to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, like a mile from the airport, Tom Jenkins Barbecue. I love it. It's the best pulled pork, potato salad, beans, and their corn muffin. Oh, corn muffin too. If you can get one of those corn muffins, bless you.
You know what we didn't get into? Here's the thing we didn't get into. What about, and we'll get Zach involved in this, what about dessert? What are we doing for dessert? I mean, I know, hey, listen, apple pie, vanilla ice cream.
I get it.
But what else?
How about this one? At night, before the fireworks or after, s'mores over the fire?
Ooh, you got it right.
You got to go.
This is a s'mores-friendly house.
Yes. Get some more s'mores, man. You can't do nothing wrong with that. That's a winner all around. But, yeah, obviously, too, you talk about apple pie, 4th of July, Coca-Cola, hot dogs, apple pie, hamburgers, those are – but – Zach Kroll, our producer for today, he said that, you know, when he said ribs, I'm like, all right, this guy gets it. That to me is like the real, if you get ribs, potato salad, and then you mentioned beans, you mentioned your wife, J-Rod, Amy, right? Am I correct on that?
Right.
Amy's
beans. She's A-Rod. Look at that.
And right. She lives in Amy. Yeah. Amy's beans. Like if you could get that combo, you can't go wrong. And then you get the sweet tea. It's like, but you got to be careful about sweet tea because that thing will, it'll do some stuff to your insides. I'll leave it at that. You can't have too much of it because it, and you might think the way I talk, I haven't had any sweet tea, but I love that stuff. But you better watch your intake on the sweet tea. You better watch it.
The one thing that I'm not a huge dessert guy. cheesecake. Cheesecake.
Love cheesecake.
Put a little strawberry on it.
Or cherry. Cherry cheesecake. Or you know mm-hmm. what? Plain. Mm-hmm. Just plain.
Yeah.
Plain's good too.
By the way, we've got breaking news. We've got breaking news, my friend. Miki Sudo has won for the 8th time in her career the hot dog eating contest. So my contrarian did not work.
No.
40 hot dogs. 40. She won the female version of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. 40.
I told you I could do 12 and a half. She did 40.
Yeah. I could do one, two maybe. Oof.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh my gosh. 40. Go, girl.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, man. Bless her. Bless her heart. And you know what? I want to see that when you do something like this, like try to see. I don't know. I'm not saying that they're lining up to endorse you at, like, you know, you're going to be the first pick in the NFL draft like Trevor Lawrence a year ago or whatever. But, like, try to cash in on that. Try to, you know, get some – like, there's got to be some commercial or something that they're going to do.
I mean, I would think, and it maybe makes too much sense, but I would think some sort of antacid, some sort of
– well, right. You know, or maybe – how about this?
Or something that would, you know
– or maybe – yeah, well, here's the thing. The contest is Nathan's, and Nathan's are the best. But if Nathan's, which doesn't really advertise doing commercial spots, Hebrew National does. Why not say, you know what? I endorse a Hebrew National. Like, I'm a Hebrew National hot dog guy. Like, there's got to be something there that you can cash. Like you said, listen, competitive eating is a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
J-Rod, I'm going to throw this one at you because about an hour and a half away from me in Orlando, they built about a year and a half ago the world's largest White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So the mini slider burgers that, by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, they don't allow in the state of Connecticut. They don't. The only state in this country that doesn't say the meat meets their specifications is White Castle. That's a whole other story. How many White Castles? I've done it. I think the most I can do is about 8 or 9 at one sitting.
I remember being at the Kentucky Derby, and there was a White Castle in Louisville. Okay. And after a night of revelry, let's put it that way, we stumbled literally and figuratively onto a White Castle, and I think I might have had about 8. With the bun.
Oh, all right. There you go. Okay.
Maybe
yeah. I think if
that was my pre non carb days, but that was
that's fair. Hey, listen, if push comes to shove, see, I'm a faster. Like, I usually only eat one meal a day for supper. I don't eat breakfast and I really don't eat lunch. I don't eat lunch either. I kind of fast throughout the day. But right. If I fast throughout the day, if I had, and I was like starving, hadn't eaten 24 hours, I think I could probably get to 12 if I had to force. 12 would probably be the limit. I'm skinny, but. Yeah. I can, 12 is about.
I'm getting so hungry, Mark James. I'm getting so hungry.
Yeah, I'd have to wash it down with some of the, Coca-Cola, because, it's just like, right. Those things are, but those things are addictive, man. They are very, anytime you go by that place, the world's largest White Castle in Orlando, it's going to take you about, even to this day, and it's been open for over a year now, it's going to take you about close to a half hour to get served, because
all of a sudden I can just see myself, because I'm that refined, putting a fork and just nibbling there and just eating that in slow motion next to the pool. That would be perfect.
Yeah, if you're eating a burger with a fork, you're bougie. you're totally bougie. You're not someone I want to hang out with. Listen, anybody who eats pizza or burgers with a fork, you're doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you just fold and eat. Fold and eat. That's it.
Right. You're doing it all wrong.
Speaking of starving, you know who's starving? UCLA. They haven't won a Rose Bowl since 1999, and now they're going to go to the Big Ten with USC. Now, for football, I think we're going to have some fun, attractive matchups. The Michigan USC's, Ohio State UCLA's. We're going to have some fun games there. I think it's going to be a death knell for basketball, though.
Oh, how brutal will that be? Imagine if you're USC or UCLA and you got to go to Bloomington, Indiana to play or Piscataway, New Jersey to play Rutgers.
Right?
I mean, you're doing this.
Mark, what a lot of people don't really go into is body clock. Remember, for those students at USC or UCLA, these are 9 a.m. games.
Yeah.
Trying to, that Big Ten, noon start on Saturdays, that's a 9 a.m. start.
And not only that, in basketball, you've got more regular season games. It's like football, it's once a week. It's once a week, and you've only got, 12 regular season games. So it's six road trips. It's not that bad. Even if you are going from, Piscataway, New Jersey to LA or vice versa. But in basketball, and you're talking about in the middle on a Tuesday, and you gotta get
you're to in Iowa City.
Right. Yeah, right. Or you gotta get to Evanston, Illinois to play Northwestern. So now with that, let's get into, because everyone's sort of postulating and hypothesizing over what's next. Now, I obviously, as a lifelong diehard Miami Hurricane, I want to know where our future is. But I've been told from people who I trust very much that Miami will be in shape, that don't worry, that the Hurricanes – like Kirk Herbstreit came out and he goes, I haven't talked to anyone about anything, but he says ultimately he believes where the sport of college football is headed, it's going to be the AFC versus the NFC. Like it is in the NFL, and there's going to be 20 to 26 teams in the Big Ten and 20 to 26 teams in the SEC. Now, Miami, geographically, logistically, obviously makes more sense in the SEC, along with Clemson and Florida State. Now, people are like, well, Florida can block Miami. Well, you know what? How much can you know what I mean? Like
you can joke. That'd be the first time they blocked Miami, but that's
right. I was gonna say, yeah. But what I'm saying is that you know what I mean. Like a whole you got 14 other teams, vote or 16 other teams. What's Oklahoma and Texas getting the SEC? 15 other teams. Like how much is Florida's vote gonna? What's good for business is good for business. Now here's another thing, which I didn't. It would really put in perspective that I read. Think about this. Rutgers, Northwestern, and Vanderbilt make more money per year just based on the Big Ten and SEC TV rights than Clemson, Miami, and Florida State. Think about that.
Startling.
Think about that long and hard. And that's why ultimately, and here's the thing, Clemson already is an SEC school to me. Like, if they're the one school in the ACC, it's like, why aren't they in the SEC? They feel like such an S. I've been to like 13 games there in Death Valley, their Death Valley. And Clemson seems like a natural fit. Now, we'll see how this all shakes out. But believe you me, you know, what Oklahoma and Texas started with this paradigm shift joining the SEC and now followed up with USC and UCLA, we're just getting started, sweetheart. This thing is not done by a long shot. We are just, I mean, don't think that, you know, the SEC, you know, things are, there are a lot of moving parts. But now you start to wonder, would North Carolina, even though they're geographically SEC, would they fit better in the Big Ten than they would in, like, academically? Duke be in the Big Ten more than they, you know what I mean? So things, and here's the irony. Can you imagine this? Now, Duke, Coach K, when Maryland left to go to the Big Ten, Coach K basically vowed that Duke would never play Maryland in any sport unless they had to face each other in a postseason tournament, which couldn't help, or a bowl game. He actually went to the ACC and basically blackballed from any ACC school to play Maryland in football or basketball in non-conference. And once they left, could you, the irony with Coach K now being retired, could you imagine if Duke ends up in the Big Ten playing Maryland?
Yeah, I think the one thing that for as crazy as this all is, and there's so much TV money involved, and that's ultimately the bottom line, I think it really hurts the Boise States, those schools that never really had a chance, that really had to have an unbelievable season, but never was going to play for a national championship just because it was never going to happen. And now it's going to be virtually impossible.
Boise State. What about Oregon? Oregon, who's been better than USC for the last decade. Right. Look at them.
If you're in the bottom of a Pac-12, and Oregon's been in the Pac-12, but it's like these schools are never going to get a chance unless you're in Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama.
I said that got them in an upset in week one over the Florida Gators at the Swamp. What about Utah?
Right.
What is happening? Like, Utah's on the outside looking in. I think Oregon, trust me, with Phil Knight, they'll find a way to get in the Big Ten. Don't worry about them. They're not going to refuse. I think Oregon will get there. Now it becomes, what happens to Louisville? Louisville's all in on college football. Like, what happens to that program? Like, there's so many.
Cincinnati, you know?
Yes.
What happens to those? Because now, I mean, listen, it was such a struggle just to try to get to a Fiesta Bowl, just to try to get to a sort of not the national championship, but maybe the fifth or sixth best bowl. Now, forget it, because you know, everybody's already saying it's the power two. That's all there is.
Yeah, and now the Pac-12, now with USC and UCLA leaving in a couple of years, it's now the Pac-10 again.
Yeah. It's bananas. It just goes to show the rich get richer and TV money always drives. But hey, there's always good reasons to bet on it. We'll be back. We're going to take a break. Come back. Some lightning bets. Mark James, Jim Rodriguez, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.